We were just commenting that this is kind of Seattle weather, although when we were in Seattle last year, they had pretty good weather while we were up there for that one.
It was great weather last year in Seattle, and the outcome of the game was great also. So the weather may not be as good today, but we hope for the same outcome.
Absolutely. Well, today's a little special. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. I brought Paul Engler with me, who's a graduate of the University of Nebraska and started a company called Cactus Feeders in Texas, which is the largest cattle feeder in the country, in the world, I think. He's been a great supporter of the university, and this year, thanks to him, we started an innovative new program called the Engler Agribusiness Entrepreneurship Program.
Tell us more about that.
Well, it's designed for students, many of them from Nebraska, who want to stay in or return to their rural communities and start businesses, live in rural communities, and help create an economic future for themselves, their families, and their communities. It's a great program. Students can develop and operate businesses while they're still in school. They learn from mentors who are entrepreneurs in residence at the university, and they go to entrepreneurship camps and lectures and study abroad. So it's a great opportunity for them to get a start and to understand what it takes to be able to run a successful business. And Paul has been very interested from the outset in how to equip these talented young students with the skills they need to go back in their communities and be successful.
Well, Paul, welcome to the booth. I hope you're enjoying the day today. Talk about what kind of businesses are your students interested in starting up.
Well, Greg, it's a variety, a large variety of businesses. But keep in mind, this is just our second year in a program. So these students, you know, as far as having any really, you know, firm plans, a few of them have, but of course a lot of them are, you know, in the exploratory, you know, phase of it. But you keep in mind, it's agribusiness, and anything that's connected, you know, with agriculture, why those particular projects, companies, and whatever ventures that they, you know, that they take on, why hopefully it's going to be good examples of the basic entrepreneurship that the United States has been known for.
Talk about other benefits that you think this program will have for rural Nebraska.
Well, hopefully it'll give a lot of impetus for these rural communities, which we all know are fighting for their lives. And so we can if they start some new businesses and get some vitality built back into those communities through new jobs and some very innovative things that they that is not only going to aid those communities, but it's going to aid all of agriculture within the state.
JB, it seems like you're hearing more and more about students who get out of school and they're not going to get the job, but they're starting their own business. Are you seeing more interest in entrepreneurship?
You know, we are seeing that, and we've started something, an annual conference on entrepreneurship at the university. And the first year we did it, Gallup did research to support our work and published a book on it. But one of the most interesting things they found is that 70% of the young people they surveyed in Nebraska between ages 18 and 29 wanted to start their own business, a much higher percentage than those older people that they surveyed. And so I think we've got a good deal of hope that if we can equip these young people with the skills, give them the courage to go back and try and maybe fail, which I think Paul would agree is one of the best teachers, but just keep going and until they succeed. We've got a lot of creative young people who have a lot of talent, and instead of all of them going out and getting a job, we want a lot of them to go out and build jobs, create jobs, build new businesses.
What do you think is fueling some of this?
Well, I think they're seeing young people be successful in a lot of different arenas. I mean, you look at some of the, particularly in the IT area, but you look at some of the very successful young entrepreneurs. You look at a young man from Nebraska who was went to the University of Nebraska who started Twitter. You know, you look at the example of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and others just over the last generation or two. So I think this has sparked a lot of the imagination of young people. They're seeing that they may not have to wait around for 10, 20, 30 years to try to launch a business, to try to be successful.
Well, it's been great hearing about the Engler program. What else are you doing for other students who may want to try to start a business?
Well, we've got entrepreneurship programs on each of our campuses. We try to bring in mentors for the students. We've got entrepreneurship in residence programs. We have business plan competitions. The Rake School, the Durham School, and the Peter Kiewit Institute are all programs where students get hands-on experience, and they get opportunities to pitch their business to private sector. And in some cases, we've grown businesses out of those. There are successful businesses that exist in Nebraska today that have emerged from those programs where private investors have supported them. They've gone on and employed more graduates. But in some cases, they're the person in the room that's over 30 years old. That's what I'd like to see more of in Nebraska.
Yeah. Well, Paul, it's certainly great to have you with us, and this program sounds so exciting. We appreciate you spending part of your game day up here with us today.
It's been my real pleasure, Greg, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Paul. JB, great to see you as
Thanks,
well.
Greg.
Let's go get a win in the second half.
Go Big Red.
All right, there's JB Milliken, Nebraska president. 2017 Huskers with the lead. More of our halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.